Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is a front runner for the Oscars, and yesterday the film also picked up 7 Film Independent Spirit Awards. Comedian Hasan Minhaj hosted the event held at a tent on the beach in Santa Monica. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was there.
In the multiverse of Hollywood ceremonies, Everything Everywhere All at Once won in every Spirit Award category for which it was nominated, including Best Feature and Best Director for the Daniels, as they're known, Daniel Scheiner.
Thank you for everybody who makes crazy, weird, independent movies.
And Daniel Kwan.
What we do here is going to flow upstream to the rest of the industry. I urge you all to plant some seeds now, today. Figure out how can we make a movie set more family-friendly and human-centered. How can we make a movie set eco-friendly? Can we get to net zero with a film set? I don't know, but let's dream big.
For the first time, the Spirit Awards presented gender-neutral acting awards. Michelle Yeoh, who plays the mother in Everything Everywhere, won the big prize, Best Lead Performance.
And I want to dedicate this to all our mothers. Without our mothers, none of us would be here.
Yeoh's co-star, Ki Hui Kwan, got the award for Best Supporting Performance.
I am so happy that so many people have seen our movie, and at times I am overwhelmed by the outpouring of love that you all have continued to show us.
Stephanie Hsu, who plays the daughter in the movie, accepted her award for Best Breakthrough Performance.
I came from the world of downtown experimental theater, and it is one of my biggest prides to be from that community of knowing how to make something out of nothing, knowing how to support one another, doing it just because you love doing it.
These awards honor films and shows made in the spirit of independence. For that, another Oscar-nominated film won this year's Robert Altman Award for Ensemble Cast, Women Talking. Director and screenwriter Sarah Polley accepted the award, surrounded by some of the cast members.
Watching the way that this group of people supported and held each other and worked as a collective honestly changed my feeling about the world and about what we're capable of as human beings. And I'm so proud that I get to stand up here with you.
There were other Spirit Awards that are Oscar nominated, like Aftersun, which won for Best First Feature, and Tar for Best Cinematography. Pakistan's Oscar entry Joyland won for Best International Film. The winner of the Truer Than Fiction Award went to the documentary I Didn't See You There. It was shot from the point of view of director and narrator Reed Davenport in his electric wheelchair. He got a standing ovation at the ceremony when he asked his colleagues to let more disabled people into the film industry.
It's time.
This year, the Spirit Awards were live-streamed, not broadcast, but they honored television shows such as Pachinko and The Bear. Actress Ayo Edebiri, who's in The Bear, got a Supporting Performance Award.
This is really nice because I'm in a room full of a lot of people who I really admire and look up to, but there's also a lot of people who look like me and feel like me, and that's really nice.
Quinta Brunson said her TV show, Abbott Elementary, is made in the spirit of collaboration. She dedicated her award to whatever kid is making content on TikTok right now.
That little TikTok video, or whatever comes out at the time, might be Splish Splosh when you're a kid. I hope that you know that with enough care for your craft, you can make it to win an award. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All of the winners gave uplifting speeches. By contrast, the ceremony's host and former Daily Show correspondent Hasan Minhaj wasn't in the same spirit.
Award shows are dead. My 2-year-old watches slime videos with more views than the Oscars. But you all showed up, which means that you're truly in it for the love of the game. No one asked you to make the movies you made, and honestly, no one watched them.
That joke got a lot of groans in the room, but the last laugh may be the Spirit Award winners winning everything at the Oscars next Sunday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.